Blog Talk Radio.
Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got on. When that sun is high in that Texas sky, I'll be bucking it to county fair. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo, I'll be there. They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way. I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's on my mind.
Let me tell you, we got some big tracks down here.
Congratulations to him as well. 34 on one side. 69 points for that Cowboy.
That's a lot lower than I thought it was going to be. I'll tell you what,
that's right.
Good
out there.
I tell you what.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm not happy about that. They thought it could be a higher score as well. Here we go. Bucket shoot number three now.
Golden Silcock, that's Cowboys, that's the name right there. They're a little guy from Floral City, Florida. Growing up on Yellow 5 with PRB. Watch his bull right here, ladies and gentlemen.
Yellow 5
is a mile money on him this past year. He's only a 5-year-old.
It's going to be for Floral City.
Average age of fucking bulls, when they start hitting their crown, is about 4 or 5. This bull's been turning it on lately.
Yellow 5, this bull.
Come on, Cole, get it on the money. He's out.
We just had one of our bullfighters just shot Laster just missed, and I mean,
all right, ladies and gentlemen, hold on a second.
All right, we got to let you guys just go over and take a look at it now. I'll tell you what, that was Joe Stoppard right there. Nope, just got nailed.
Paramedic.
That bull come out, and I mean, As soon as he bucked him off, bullfighter trying to step in there, and that bull just kicked up.
Give a round of applause for our bullfighter tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, that's going to be a tough time.
Kind of unsung heroes. Everybody always wants to talk to the bull riders after the show's over.
Actually,
these guys are tough. They take shots like this, I promise you. He'll be right back in.
Tell you what, he went down early. Our third bull rider out. I mean, he got no idea. We'll see what he can do. Rodeo fans, well, we got a minute to take a break. We're going to slide on down. Play another song. You're listening to me. The Red Map Ghost Series Challenge on MakingA.com.
Hi, this is World Champion Rob Smith, and you're listening to MakingA.com. Be there or be square.
Just sit there. Brandon and Adrian tonight working for y'all.
Chocolate. I'll tell you what, we didn't need it on a night like tonight. It would have been perfect.
He don't know how to run it. It's
all right. Bucket shoe number two is where they're going to.
He's got it over there.
Steve Bryant's going to be the Cowboy. The only reason why we know that, we can see him across the arena wearing his purple shirt.
For you right now, coming out of shoot number two. This guy is almost old enough to get free coffee.
I'll tell you what. And he is, too. He is a veteran Cowboy. Yeah. 47 years old, this guy knows how to get it done. He riding bulls, absolutely loves it. We're going to see what he's made of here tonight. He's going to have his hands full, and I mean he is going to have his hands full.
Salty Dog is the bull.
Let me tell you, this is a headhunter. This guy, this bull right here is a little nasty, but Steve, we're gonna see what he can do right here on Salty Devils. All right, Steve, stay with him now. Out to the left, back around to the right. Oh, he's kind of dipping out on him just a little bit. Steve able to get up. He stops for the bullfighter, and I think the bullfighter, Brandon Adrian. I mean, he was just getting out there pulling that bull away from him.
Bullfighter, yeah.
I'll tell you what, Steve did a great job staying with him for those couple of laps. That bull was right there at the light, staying with him. Not really, just spinning. And
back both ways. Steve stayed with him for a little bit, then he ended up getting brought down and right in front of him. That spot to be for Salty Dog, because Salty Dog will kind of camp out on you just a little bit, kind of hook your horns down, but Steve's able to get out thanks to our bullfighter out there tonight. And I'll tell you what, we're down to one here, so we got a lot of cowboys out there in the arena looking to step in and kind of, you know, fill in those gaps and help out these cowboys. You know, we always look out for each other. That's the name of the game down here. Everybody, you know, they're competing for the money, but let me tell you, these guys look out for each other. It's a definitely a family down here. So they're loading more bulls up in the bucket chutes. We're getting ready to slide on down.
Take a rowdy person in the crowd tonight. Did I got a rowdy one out there? That's what I was talking about.
All right, Johnny Newman out here getting the crowd pumped up. Chilly Florida night down here in Florida.
Blake Wooden's cowboy, Arcadia, Florida.
Blake Wooden's going to be the next cowboy.
We got some Arcadians down there out here.
Saw Clayton Blake down there Wooden earlier Wooden today in my active city. He actually won the event down there with 74 on the bull he had. Up in the truck, going down here to Charlotte.
This is a cap out of the great
Bucking
Bull Bodacious,
ladies. All right, it's going to be Bo Boy. One of Bodacious' sons coming out of Bucking Chute number two. Oh, nice jump, nice kick. Back around. Clayton staying with him. Staying with him now. Oh, yeah, making himself a nice ride. Look at him. Able to get off all right. Oh.
Get in there,
Brandon able to step in and pull the bull away from him. Clayton kind of got off, and that bull spun around, looking right at him, and just took a shot at him a little bit. Great job from Clayton. There. Our only bullfighter here tonight. Just coming in. Clayton also in the looking stands up now. The Arcadia Cowboy. He's got some fans down here in the stands as well. But he is for two today. We saw him down there scored a 75 down in Miaka City earlier today at the Youth Rodeo.
74 and a half.
Going to be close. Good enough for second place. That's right. Donnie Newman not liking that score either. I think it should have been a little bit higher myself. All right, they're going on down to our next bull rider. Coming out of bucket chute number three.
That's what I get for letting these bull riders back here, I guess.
Now I'm not 100%, but it kind of looks like BJ Carter over there, but I'm not real sure.
I appreciate that, JW. BJ Carter,
there he is. Won the event down here last month.
Right here. Watch this.
You look along, well, thanks, Cloud, Florida.
I've seen this guy with a picture of Raspberry and Bucks earlier. 2007 SSBR champion. Won over $20,000 in this association alone, ladies and gentlemen.
BJ Carter definitely knows how to get it done down here. A veteran cowboy. And he's looking to make up some points, some ground on Wagner and Brian Corson, who are battling it out for our Red Man Pro Series challenge. All right, BJ taking his route, making sure everything is just right. Now, bucket chute now. Coming out of bucket chute number three. All right, there he goes, making his adjustments. There he goes, calling for the gate. Out to the left. Back around to the right now. Wait for his hands. BJ staying with him now, sticking his chest out. Put a little spur to him. All right, there we go.
BJ Carter, ladies and gentlemen.
BJ Carter making a ride. Tell you what, rodeo fans, we have had six riders, and we have got our fourth score coming in. These cowboys are on fire. They're holding up back. This score has got to be good.
There we go.
All right, Red Hot was the bull, I do believe.
Whoa.
Brandon. 57.57. Oh, yeah, it's going to be good.
81.5 points. What do y'all think about the 2007 champ, ladies and gentlemen?
All right. Well, he is your event leader right now. 81.5 points. Followed by Lane Harshaw, started us off at Eastern Village score 75. Clayton Wooten sitting in third with a score 74.5. Now they will bring six back to our short go round here tonight. So I don't know if a qualified ride alone is going to be enough. The way these Cowboys are, they are on fire. Let's make some rides. Down here last month, but let me tell you, these guys here, they were getting tossed left and right in the mud, looking to do some swimming, but tonight they came to ride. Jason Wade's going to be the next Cowboy. He's going to be on a Bull Vapor Inn, 536. Another one of Brian Matthews, B-Bar V Bucket Bull. Want to find out about some of these bulls? Go check out BBarVBuckingBulls.com. All right, here we go. The Miaka City Cowboy, Jason Wade, looking to get it done. Coming out of bucket shoot number four. There we go. He's staying together in the bucket. He's looking on that roof, trying to make every little bit count. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Half little bull. Oh. Looks like that bull's kind of not getting things just right. Tell you what, he's got to get the best advantage of these. Turns it out. It's all about him and the bull. So he wants that opportunity to make things happen.
The contract. They didn't realize what they were signing earlier. When
he's going to take a rewrap right now. While we have a chance, we're going to talk a little bit about the finals coming up. We're going to be out broadcasting live in Florida Thursday night. They're going to have an after party. We're going to have a fishing tournament. We'll talk a little bit about that. Hopefully catch up with some riders. Maybe talk a little bit about the finals coming up. And then Friday and Saturday night, we have got two nights of some great bull riding action. These guys here, the top and the SSR, are going to be the top 30 sliding in there looking to make things happen. Now, they're going for, they want the belt buckles. They want the championship. Right now, Luciano comes in with the lead. All right, here comes Jason Wade now. He goes pretty good. He's out to the left. Jason with him now, turns back. Oh, not able to stay with him. Bull had a lot of drop. Tell you what, that bull was just getting it there. That probably would have been your event leader had he been able to stay with it. Bull kind of cut back to the left and kind of got Jason Rock back, not able to stay with him.
Got a special treat later tonight. We got a young man at the mountain. 14 years old, looking
about 6 to get on the bull. All right.
And we have a woman rider tonight.
And I'm just catching word from Donnie Hill.
Right.
We do have a female rider. The first one in the SSBR. She's going to be down here getting it on. 1,500-pound bull she's going to be on here tonight. We're going to see what she can do. All right, this little bull might want to get out of the arena. And I mean, he's snorting and a blowing. Bull kind of toying with the bullfighter there just a little bit. Brandon's up on the fence there, and every time he goes to get down, that bull kind of jumps back at him, looks at him, and says, I don't think so, cowboy. Back up there and puts him right back on the fence. Tell you what, nothing else. Fans sure are getting entertained down there at Port Charlotte. You know, I can tell you, too, we're down here. They've got a little well, I'll tell you what, they need to move that thing just a little bit. They're making a tailgate truck. All right. There we go. We hooked that bull up. Go see if we can't get him out of the arena now.
A little bit of a tactic use here. Bulls and cows are herd animals just like sheep. More than one in a herd, they'll usually follow each other. Just right here.
Yeah, all right.
There we go.
Great job for our gate men and our guys out here. Byron McIntosh and Carl Folletti down here.
Mr. Wesley Cryer, the Wild Cowboy.
Here we go. Wesley Cryer is going to be the next cowboy.
Drawn up on 498.
Going to be on
BRB Rodeo.
498.
We're
going
to nickname Wesley Farmer
John. Here
we go.
All right, Wesley Cryer, we're going to see what he's made of. This guy can ride some bulls. Down from Tennessee. We're going to see him down the bottom next week as well. We'll be talking a lot with Wesley. Looks like we may have him and Lane Hartsog down there in our fishing boat. We're going to take him out and see if we can't round up some fish down there on Thursday. We'll bring you all the action and let you know what's going on Thursday night as we broadcast live from Florida during the SSBR final. Wesley's going to be coming out of bucket shoot number two. Yeah, all right, here we go. Wes loves what he's doing, and I mean, he is entertaining to watch. Here he goes, left, and I mean, that bull is just getting it away from his hands.
Shot
down early, not going to be enough. Say, whoa, Wes is a big old boy, too. You know, he's a bigger cowboy, and it is hard. You know, it's hard for a big cowboy like that when a bull's spinning that hard to with him, stay up on your rope. You got to really shuffle and work at it, but it's going to be brought down. No score for Wes.
Let me tell you about this neck guy right here.
All right, here we go. Bucket sheet number three.
From Nicaragua, Mr. Melmo Quintero.
Melmo Quintero is going to be the next cowboy. Now, we have not seen Melmo much. We look to see him make his comeback ride right here. Melmo Quintero. Haven, Florida. He's on a bull. They bring him 556, another one of B-Bar B Bucking Bulls.
556, Bar B Rodeo. Watch this little guy right here. Well,
Melmo Quintero definitely got to get it done. This guy is a veteran bull rider. There he goes, calling for the gate. Out to the left now. Round to the right, into his hand. Melmo's staying with him now. Get up on that rope. Back around to the left. Melmo's staying with him. There we go. We got a qualified ride. Great job from Melmo Quintero.
Another qualified ride, ladies and gentlemen. Let's hit it. Look at that.
It's going to be another
right
good
there.
Score. My 70 is going to be my guess. I'll tell you what, these judges kind of throw me off. We have not been consistent with the judges tonight, so we'll see what the judges have right here.
34 on one side. 78, 79.
68
points for that.
Oh, wow.
68
is an option. I'll tell you what. You know, the bull was flat and he didn't buck a whole lot, but he turned real hard. He was real fast and he went both ways. So, kind of made things tough. All right.
He's going to keep the score, ladies
and gentlemen. He's going to keep the score, 68. That's going to put him in last place. We're only taking six back to the short round, and we've already got five qualified rides. We've got about 28 riders here tonight, so.
You're going to hang around for that, I can promise you. Like I said, one more time, we like to thank our sponsors. They will drive a four-wheeler, Red Band.
All right, here we go.
Us out next weekend in LaBelle. SSBR Final 2009 Final, ladies and gentlemen. It's
going
to be a great time. We hope to see y'all there.
Looks like there's another bull out here trying to catch this one. Him out of the arena. It's all right, though. They're actually loading more bulls up in the bucking chutes now. So these cowboys get their ropes on their bulls and make things happen. Rodeo fans, we're going to broadcast live next week, Friday and Saturday, have two rounds, two great nights of some bull riding action, and they're going to crown a champion down here 2009 season.
There we go.
Southern
Let's
States Bull Riding.
Get a show on the road.
Wagner Luciano right now is going to be your leader. Rooster McCain is sitting in second place.
He's got to look better than he wants his mommy out there.
All right, they almost had him back there, but he was able to slip back. Yeah, all right. We're also going to have a championship brunch on Sunday. We look to be there as well. We're going to broadcast live and bring you all the action of the award ceremony. We're also going to work on getting you out there. And we're going to do a live video feed, so you're going to be able to see it live on Making 8 TV. Check out Making8.com during the week. We look to do some upgrades on that and get that all set and ready to go for you so you can check out the awards banquet. Watching the crown of champions from the Southern States Bull Riding. That's going to be on Sunday coming up. We'll let you know what the times are. Keep checking out Making8.com. All right, here we go. Bucket number four. All right. Austin Walker is going to be the next cowboy.
Hardcore is the throw. Watch this dude right
Justin's
here.
Justin's going to be able to pull, they call hardcore. And I'll tell you, he is. Justin off to the left, not able to stay with him. Brought down early. That bull was hard out the gate. About four jumps back. And I mean, when he did, he got Justin a little loose. Rocked back on his pockets, and when that bull kept his corner as fast as he was, he wasn't able to stay with him.
Matter of fact, how many of y'all ever
it'll be a no score
for
Justin Walker. That bull hardcore was from Jamie Randana, Randana Lee Bucking Bulls. Rodeo fans, I do apologize if we get the sniffles down here. It is chilly in Florida. Since we pulled up, it was down in the 40s, so we look to see what the temperature is about the time this rodeo. I can tell you what, we won't be outside long. We'll be hitting it in the truck as we head back home. Make sure you check us out this week because we're going to broadcast live Thursday afternoon from LaBelle, Florida in the Southern States Bull Riding Finals. All right, here we go. Looks like they're loading more bulls up in the bucket. She's trying to get those ropes around them. Looks like we got a cowboy getting down. Italio Aguilar is bull rider. Italio. Super. He's going to be on the 406 Freak Show. I tell you, knows how to get the job done. There's no doubt about it. Real strong Brazilian bull rider. I believe Italia is going to be down at the finals. He's going to be on the bull they call Freak Show. And let me take his hands full right here. Going to be coming out of bucket sheet number three.
I guarantee you one thing, he's going to make a left-hand turn as soon as the gate opens. After that, it guesses anybody else's.
All right, here we go. Caio's
got
his draft.
All the way from Brazil, ladies and gentlemen. Watch this cowboy right here.
All right, Tayo, getting up on his rope. Coming out of bucket, shoot number three. Gate man's ready. He's calling for it. Up to the left. Oh, real hard round to the right. Kind of hung up there just a little bit.
Woo,
able to break away.
What do y'all think about the freak show?
Freak show, and I mean, turned it up a notch right there.
Funky. He's been a little bit around the fall.
He's clearing
the bucket. He's got a lot of luck.
Clearing the bucket. All right, going to be a no-score for Tayo Aguilar. All right, rodeo fans, while we got a minute, we want to let you know that you are listening to Making8.com. We are sponsored by D-Bar D-Bucking Bulls. Had an opportunity to see their bulls here tonight. make sure you check out BeamRVBuckingBulls.com. Have any problems? We've got a link up on Makin8.com. You can check out their bulls. They also have some cow dogs, and let me tell you, they got some of the best in the business. These cows, these bull dogs are coming out bred to run cows.
Oh, get all that
here. Some of the best dogs I've ever seen. Oh, wow,
there
look at
go.
Brandon Adrian. I mean, he was running down the arena getting that bull pulled back in.
Austin Grove, dude.
B-Bar,
the Bucket Bums,
located in
Miami,
Florida.
2008 SS4 National Rookie of the Year, ladies and gentlemen. The Sky's on Hawk Street.
All right, Austin Grove.
Watch this kid right here.
Arcadia, Florida.
Bull
digger is
the bull.
And now the bucket
tree
number two.
Awesome.
And he knows how to get the job done. I believe he's been in second place. He's up on his rope. Nodding his head. Mole digger the bull. Out hard to the left. Back around to the right. Now went from his hand. Austin staying with him. Stay with him now. Get up on that rope. Oh. Not sure if they're going to mark it. Oh, and I mean.
Did you just see what I saw with here, bro?
Tell you what, that bull was turning and marking.
He wanted him in the world the whole time. He kept fighting. Stay to that outside. Judges.
Judges
working
that
for you now.
Judges are working on a score right here.
I tried
to tell him a long time ago to see if he ran his
girlfriend. He
rides
bulls better. He
wants to
listen to me.
All right. We'll wait to see what he's got coming in. Let me tell you. They're going to have to take a hose helmet. Austin Groves turning into a ladies' man. Just
officially,
a little single.
85, 86 points for that cowboy right there.
86 points for Austin Grove.
Put him in first place.
That's
going to
be your event leader right now.
Right there. What do y'all think about that?
Tell you what, he turned it up.
When I say other, that means Tally the score is officially going to be secretary. Sometimes it gets a little misleading.
What, that's
going to
be a big, that's
going to
be a real big,
big
jump there between 81 and a half
from
Jay Carter and then 86 with Austin Grove. But I'll tell you what, these guys, we're not over yet.
86 points right there, the official score on that bull rider.
We still got about 14 riders left, so we've got a lot of rodeo action.
Joe
Sullivan is going to be the next cowboy. Buckhead, Georgia. He rode down with those guys from Alabama. Off an injury. Now he won the event Thursday. We're going to see what he can do right here on a Saturday night in nice, cool Florida. There he goes. Calling for the gate. Out to the left. Got him off. Oh, not able to stay with him. I'll tell you what, he's off on the left side. Oh, still looking for the fence. Tell you what, it's a good thing that, JoJo can run. He's got his legs.
That ain't got it.
Bull looking to clear the bucket chute there. He put everybody up on the fence.
Hey, he's staying up here now today and trying to get these guys and get run over. I got my hands set up. All they paid me is $5 to get back here and talk.
It's going to be a no score for JoJo Sullivan. Tough luck, but we'll see him next week down there at the SSBR Finals in LaBelle, Florida. He was on a bull they called Dutch Duck.
Short notice is the bull.
All right, here we go with our next cowboy.
Here we go.
Short notice is the bull. Oh, bull. Rider's kind of off to the left.
Oh,
not able to stay with him.
Come up short tonight. Let's hear it for him, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, not sure if that was Kyle Bosman or Brandon Mann. Both those guys. Actually, you know what? That was Kyle Bosman. So Cali Cowboy, he was on a bull they call Short Notice, brought down early.
Tell you what, I don't know about y'all, but I get excited around
bull riding. All right, rodeo fans.
Hey, guys, hey.
Short notice out there, just taking a step around, putting those boys up on the bucket shoot. Thank you. Yeah, all right. Looks like they're still working on getting some of these bulls loaded. While we got a chance, we're going to catch you back up. We were talking about BBRB Bucking Bulls and BBRBBuckingBulls.com. Those guys are from Ica City, Florida. They make their home at the Winding Trails Ranch. Winding Trails Ranch. They've got some great horses down there for sale. Check out their website, WindingTrailsRanch.com. We've got a link on our website as well. Stop on by. Say hey.
Anything with a word on it right now, help out, I can promise you.
Also host the Pan Challenge down there, which is where we were earlier today doing the announcing. Had a great time watching young cowboys and cowgirls. They're making their way on up in the ranks. We'll see a couple of those bull riders and those junior bull riders up here in the SSBR and maybe even further here before too long. High rodeo. They're sliding on down. Bucking two, number seven now. These are our right-handed deliveries. They don't buck a whole lot of bulls out of there. Ricky Ringer is the bull, the boy. Ricky Ringer's going to be on a bull that call. From Davy. He's on a bull they call Skid Row, and this is a rank little bull. Ricky Ringer, another veteran cowboy. He has some luck. Last time we saw him down at Fort Myers, he drew the bull like Panda around, and bull kind of gave him some work, kind of camped out on him a little bit, brought him down to the ground. He looking to make a comeback here. Knows how to get the job done, so we're looking to see him right here.
Ricky
Ranger, ladies and
gentlemen.
Going to
get a little bit of trouble to shoot right there.
All right, Ricky, we're out there. All right, calls for the gate. Out to the right. Ricky getting back a little. Stay with him. Oh, off on the side. Great correction. Another great correction there.
Wow,
I'll tell you what.
Ricky
was on the side of that bull for about three different drives. Made a correction. He got back on the side. Back over center. Great job for Ricky Ringer. Not sure what the score is going to be. The bull kind of jumped around out there, kind of hopped out to the other side of the arena. So we're going to see what the judges score him. I'll tell you what, that was a good ride from Ricky. See if it'll be enough. Now, let me tell you, we've already got qualified rides. So, you know, Melmo with a 6 and an option is not going to be enough.
What you got?
69 and a half. It does put Melmo Quintero out. We've got 7 qualified rides. Let me tell you, these fans are not happy with the judging. 69 and a half.
All right.
They're making their voices known down here in Fort Charlotte.
Judges got a pretty tough job. I mean, they got to think and watch at the same time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, all right. This is our 15th cowboy out. We still got about 13 or 12 riders left. All right, not sure who the next cowboy is.
J.W. Thornton,
from Arcadia, Florida.
He'll
be on a Bullway brand 350, and then you ran in. Ran that Lee Bucking Bull.
You're seeing in your life right here, this guy. I'm just kidding. I like picking all these guys. Unfortunately, most of them are bigger than I am, so I got to apologize.
All right, here comes J.W. Court. Calling for the gate now, up to the left. Around to the right, J.W. With him now. With him. Oh, he's off on the right-hand side. Dropped down early.
Right there, dude. He was really going to have that. I cut up to the left.
Tell you what, he sure did. He's around to the right. J Dub kind of had a good seat on him, and then he jumped
right
back to the left. As soon as J Dub was kind of overcorrecting
there.
He was making
there.
His corrections out there pretty good, but he's getting himself over into the right.
A little self-sat,
turned around back to the left, and as soon as he did, J-Dub just couldn't stay with him, so it's going to be a no score for J-W Court. All right, who do we got next? Coming out of bucket number two, looks like that's where they're working. All right, guys.
Wild Bill is brother Randett Lee. Watch this bull right here. He is notorious for knocking people out.
Wild Bull's
going to
be the bull.
He will jerk people there like you won't believe.
This bull we have seen in the short round quite a bit. Eli Silver's going to be the bull rider. And let me tell you, this guy knows how to get it done as well. Wild Bill out to the left. Straight up and down. Wow. Oh, right over the front end. And I mean, he just did a helicopter right off of him. That bull was just sucking him up and down, blowing up and down, straight up and down. And let me tell you, that was impressive to watch. Eli stayed with him. But, tell you what, a little bit too much for Eli. Wild Bill the bull. Like I said, we've seen that bull in the short round many times.
We'll do an interview with our lady rider tonight. Are you ready? Yeah, that did. Just yeah. Nothing else? That's cool as ice right there, ain't it? Think to get on a big old bull, and she just said yeah.
All
like, right. Get out of my face. I ain't got time to deal with you. Well, yeah, I mean, it's kind of a showroom show, but...
We're looking at Team Making Eight, Brian Corson sitting down there. Looks like he's getting ready to go. He'll be the looks like the second man out here. The next cowboy we got going down.
Allison.
Allen Frierson is going to be the bull rider
right here, ladies and gentlemen. Watch this guy. He also rides brawl courses. Allen
Frierson from Lake City, Florida. He's on a bull. They brand 292. Haven't seen much of this cowboy. They said he's been at the PCA final. He's a pretty good hand.
Rockstar. Watch this bull right here. He's going to jump out there.
He's on a bull.
It's
all Rockstar. All right, Alan's trying to get everything just right in that bucket seat. He's up on his rope. Get that bull to stand up straight in there. Bull's kind of leaning on it. He had an opportunity there, just couldn't quite think set. There he goes. He's nodding his head out to the left now. Up and down. Not really sure which way he's going to go. Tossing his head back and forth. Oh, sorry. Oh yeah, now he's on top of Allen. Bullfighter taking a shot. Let me tell you, the bullfighters, these other cowboys, and I mean, they made a beeline for the arena.
That's what I like
these guys
to call them.
You know, when the one bullfighter went down, it's one thing, but, you know, when you can't afford to lose your second bullfighter out there, Raymond Adrian was taking a shot, trying to step in there in front of Allen. Allen's going to be brought down before the 8 seconds, but the other cowboys, and we're talking about the Vice President Byron McIntosh, the owner of Coletti, these guys weren't holding anything back, and I mean, they made a beeline for that bull. Kind of circled around him, pulled the attention off of him, so great job for those guys as well.
Yeah. Maybe I'll watch PBR.
All right. Brandon H. out there.
Maybe I've never heard of Brian Corson.
All right, here we go.
That's Buckley. Right.
Number three.
We're
talking about Brian Corson. He's not the head now. I'm to the left. Oh, straight up and down now. Brian's sitting with him. Sitting with him. Staying with him. He's with on bull. The bull call problem. He's got himself qualified ride. He's off on the bucking sheets now. But that is going to be a qualified ride. And he is your Red Man Pro Series leader right now in the semifinals. We're going to see what the score him here. If it's not going to be enough, you can guarantee Brian will take a re-ride to get him back in the first round. Problem Child has kind of been up and down. He does more rearing than he does bucking.
Seventy-one and a half for
Brian Corson. 71.5.
It's going to be a tight race.
I'll tell you what.
I'm
not real sure if that is going to be enough for him, but it's going to be close. That puts him in there now. Our event leader right now, Austin Gross, has scored 86. DJ Carter sitting in second with 81.5. We got Lane Hartzog, 75. Quentin Wooten sitting there with a 74.5. Then we got that 8. Out of Brian Corson sitting in there with a 71.5. We'll see if he can hold out that score and make it back to the short round. We still got several riders left. Problem Child was the bull. Still got about 10 riders left. Tell you what, Rodeo fans, I cannot wait to get permission. I'm going to jump out, go sit in the heater for a little bit, try to thaw out. Tell you what, it is getting just a bit chilly out here. All right, here we go. Looks like we're getting ready for our next cowboy. We're down there, bucket shoot number 7, going to be right-handed delivery.
Going into the finals last weekend. We broke his streak of 18 bull rides in a row right here in this arena back in February.
All right, here goes Junior Rodriguez.
Lexington Avenue is the bull. Come on, Junior. Let's give this crowd
something. They have a bull they call Lexington Avenue. The Brazilian Cowboys, they come to ride. We got to get it done. All right, we got some fans up there looking to make
come
a little noise. Great job.
Cowboy.
I don't know if they're trying to make noise or if they're trying to create the heat. Here comes Junior out to the right now. Junior staying with him over the front end now. Sit back up. There you go. Make a ride, Junior. Off to the side now. Oh, bull turn back at him. Getting a little place now. Brandon Adrian, now I'm in this guy.
Put your hands back here.
All right. Not sure if it's going to be enough for four.
Thumbs up.
We do have thumbs up. I'll tell you what. Kind of makes it work a little bit more when you get a hooking like he did. I mean, he took two different shots right there getting out of there. That bull turned around and just made a beeline for him, little hooky bull. But he does get a we'll go see what the judges have to say.
Here, but it's a big microphone. 66 and a half, boys. 66
and a half. 66 and a half. With a reride option.
Yeah, boy, the left sitting right there by the fire. Watch that
cowboy. 66 and a half with an option. We don't know if he's going to take it or not. Are that cowboy going to be David Kraft?
Where he at out there? There he is over there.
The home attack of Springs cowboy. Here he goes. Calling through the gate now, out to the right. And, I mean, he's bucked off in a hurry. Tell you what, the separation between that bull and that cowboy was about 3 foot with his hand still in the rope.
Don't put him in your backyard. Me.
Bet on calling David Kraft cast for nothing. Tell you what, he makes it exciting every time he gets out there on that bull. Going to be a no score for David. There we go with our next cowboy. I do believe we're looking at him. We can see him all the way across the arena now. Wears a helmet and all, but he's also part of Team Making Eight. Red hair, long leg cowboy. Tell you what, man, this guy is tall. Ty Harris is going to be the next one out.
How many people we got from
Arcadia? Loosening up his rope right now. Ty Harris going to be the cowboy.
How many people know a guy named Ty Harris? Very proud of this young man right here.
We opened up today with a prayer. One good cowboy.
Here, ladies and gentlemen, let's give it up for Mr. Ty Harris.
Big old tall wall legged
redhead.
Ty had a good qualified ride.
Love this guy. Always smiling right here. Never frown on his face.
Tell you what, we're proud to have him part of Team Making Eight.
One of the good ones to have tonight.
He's got a good
bull. You will win all around. 21 seconds, bull. Bull goes about 2,100 pounds.
The
grand
bull, 21.
They
call him Snake. This is a rank bull. Said that he is a short, or he is a long round winner. They actually see him in the short round quite a bit. He's been on his team here recently, so we're going to see if he can carry that over to tonight here in Port Charlotte. He's going to get everything. Now, he's going to call for the gate. All right, he's calling for him. Right out to the right, real hard, into Ty's hand. Oh, kind of got him loose there. Oh, not able to stay with him. I'll tell you what, those good corrections that Ty made, starting things off.
No shame in coming off that bunker right here.
I'll tell you what, that was getting it, too. He really probably would have been the long round winner. I don't know if he'd have high enough to get past his traveling partner, Austin Gross, there, but, you know. That was a good bull, and Ty was really staying with him.
Captain the big lights right here out of the River Rodeo Train. He sure did pick a night to call back because he's got Mr. Wagner.
All right, here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is where the race really heats up, rodeo fans. Wagner Luciano, our next cowboy. He's on a brand new bull from Chris Stewart, Peace River Rodeo.
That's why they're stock on
the Brazilian cowboy currently leading the SSCR standings for the 2009 going into the finals. And he's trailing Brian, not by much. We're going to see if he can close that gap right here. May come down to the round here. He's going to be the leader going into the Red Man Pro Series finals. Wagner, the Brazilian cowboy. He's the leader here for the reason because he knows how to ride bulls, and we're going to see what he can do right here.
He also leads the Pro Series that we're sitting there right now. This guy's going to take home a 10-point
crumple,
ladies and gentlemen. Let's go, Wagner.
He won the Miami City Challenge down there as well last month for their finals, so he's already got himself bucked looking to gather up a few more. All right, here he goes. Wagner Luciano. Out to the right, back around to the left. Wagner not able to. Oh, he's off on the right. Made a great correction. Got back over him. Now the bull kind of hops, skipping. Oh, yeah, he's got himself a qualified ride. Oh, Brandon Adrian. And I mean, he jumped. Took a huge shot.
Working all by himself.
Rodeo fans, you're going to have to see the video of that one. I'll tell you what. Wagner was on his knees. The bull was looking at him, kind of jumping over. Brandon Adrian jumps over, stands on top of Wagner. The shot gets tossed in the air right at the same time. Wagner takes a face into the mud. Tell you what, that was exciting to watch right there.
Looking at our judges.
Waiting on a judge score.
70 points for that score.
70 points for Wagner Luciano. 70 points with an option.
Wagner Cowboy, where you at? He's picking Charlie out of his teeth right now.
All right, he's still trying to clean that mud out of his helmet there. Going to see if he's going to re-ride.
Check this out. This is my man right here.
Not
this,
sure if that'll
this is
70
right
points is going to be borderline.
He gets a little nervous in the big lap, ladies and gentlemen. What you draw up on tonight, cowboy? A little
All right.
Here.
Here
we
go. Here goes our next cowboy. Oh, just blew him right out of the joke there. Dirt Devil was full.
Brandon Mann.
Calico, Florida. Be brought down early.
A steer, huh? Are you just fattened up?
All right, we're working our way down. Rodeo fans, race is tight right now.
Already starting out on the right foot in a left turn, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to see him in action here in a little bit. Get on out of here, Dirt Devil. Let's keep him for him.
All right, here we go with our next cowboy. All right, our next cowboy working his way on down on top of that bull. Looking to tie in, get himself a nice wrap. Going to get a grip. Definitely want to remind you, rodeo fans, make sure to check out Makin8.com and Makin8 TV on Sunday as we're going to bring you the championship and the award ceremony live. We're going to bring it to you, all the action, right here on Makin8.com.
Rodeo
Andretti, cowboy.
Check his name out. Hot Revolver.
Hot Revolver is going
to
be the
Sergio's
actually
right
from
now.
Honduras. This guy can actually ride some bulls. He can make it back to the short round and double his events down here recently.
Oh, I'm
going to
get my bull, man. All right, Sergio, get on your mind, cowboy. Let's get
the
crowd
something to
care about.
All right, Sergio. He's up. Nodding his head. Got a flat arm coming out with his free arm. Oh, lost his rope.
Right,
Brandon taking another shot there. Great job for that cowboy, though. I'll tell you what, he is looking good.
Drink after this show's over. What do y'all think?
You know, he's settling in. Gosh, you have two bullfighters out here in the arena. We lost Justin earlier tonight due to an injury. He took a pretty bad hook in there. Actually took a kick. He was walking behind, or running
all
behind
right.
The bull, trying to pull around, and it was just a little too close.
Right now for this cowboy. He's been overseas fighting Afghanistan.
All right.
Come back to Ride World for you tonight. Bobby Rosario from LaSalle, Florida. Let's hear
Bobby Rosario
cowboy.
Is going to be the next cowboy.
Okay, right here, ladies and gentlemen. We need an eight round cowboy. We need you all to stand up and be behind
Bobby Rosario is actually a service member. Let me tell you what, they're paying respect to him. They are on their feet for this cowboy. Bobby Rosario is going to get the job from Okeechobee, Florida. Tell you what, that's what these rodeos are all about, patriotism. I mean, these guys are not holding back. Fans are paying their service members as they're overseas defending our country, which is where Bobby was here recently. Just came back. All right, here comes Bobby. Oh, Will's coming out backwards. Oh, he's off early.
Here for Bobby Rosario. He's going to
looks
get
like
his own
shot. Stewart over the bucking tooth there. I'm not sure if that's going to be a rewrite option or not. The bull came out backwards.
That's the man that all the way around here is in a big old mud flop.
He certainly did, I'll tell you what. Chris Stewart's not happy with that bull right there. Chris Stewart's been known to take him down to the meat factory right after these events. Does not turn out. Tell you what, that bull might just have to get back in that bucket chute. Re-earn it there, but Bobby Rosario. Not sure if they're going to let him come back and have a rewrite option there. I think they should. I'll tell you what, that bull really didn't. The bull rider did not have a good opportunity there to come out on that bull. He did not, wasn't able to even try him because of the what took place there in the bucket chute, the way the bull came out. All right, here we go with our next cowboy. Chris Hunt is a cowboy.
Back to the PBR. Anybody ever heard of a bull called Moody Blue?
All right. Looks like
this
he's going to be on the bull. They call a little
right
bit
here.
Moody.
Moody
oh, Swifton Moody is the
bull.
We see this bull in this bull around as well. This one's going to have his hands full. It's a real small bull. This bull knows how to get it done.
All three on Booty Blues, Cabs. This is one of watching little guys. Now, by there, get a hole in the ground to the right.
All right.
Get around with it right here.
Chris,
we'll
get ready now. He gets up on that rope. All right, there he goes. Out to the right. Back around to the left now. Oh, just launched him. Oh, Brandon Adrian stepping in the middle there, drawing the attention off of that bull. Cowboy. Going to be a no score for Chris Hunt. Winding on now. Looks like we've only got about one more rider left. All right, rodeo fans, I can guarantee one thing. When we hit our intermission, we take our little break and play some music for you. We'll be in the truck trying to pull out. Get ready for a short round action. They're going to be bringing six back. We're going to let you know who's going where. I believe Matt McGee is going to be the next cowboy. No, we don't want to miss the action here, rodeo fans. We want to let you know we've got some young kids out here going to be riding
the
steers.
He's a cowboy all the way from Muscle Shoals, Alabama. He's part of that
got,
system to tell you about.
You
understand what I'm
talking
about?
We've also got our first female bull rider out here. Muscle Shoals, Alabama. Matt McGee is going to be the cowboy. They're talking about the limo that these guys rode in from Alabama. That's right. You've seen it on MakingA.com because we've had it up. We've also had it up on our Facebook. You've seen that limo. It belongs to Ross Hill. Ross Hill out there. They said his buddy jumped in the limo. Down here. He's going to be down here. finals over there. We'll have to get with him. We're going to have Phil on his show. The wrong pit power. All right, here goes Matt. Right now.
Here we go.
All right, here he goes. Out to the right, kind of stutter stepping now. Stay with him. Oh, slam dunk. And I mean, in the mud.
Dirty black hat on, dirty left hand for that cowboy right there, folks.
No score for Matt McGee. All right, rodeo fans, we got some exhibition riders. We got our first female rider in the SSBR coming out here right now. We're not even sure what her name is.
I believe
we've
made it to the main event of the night right here. Who's ready to see ladies get done better than the cowboy?
Now you don't see it real often.
Yeah, some kind of crazy name. I can't pronounce, but she told me to call her Dixie. We got a Dixie
right
out there tonight.
We're going to call this cowgirl Dixie.
Come on, girl. Get
in. Well, she's been on a couple heads before. We're going to see what she's doing right here tonight.
She likes to call cookie pie.
We got that last bull out here, and I mean, he's just putting it in that gate. Or not.
That's right. He ain't got no spurs to hold off. All right.
This young cowgirl right here is really impressive. Seeing this girl, maybe we'll see more of.
Around here.
All right, got the cowboys up there helping her out. Free arm up.
Here
her head. Here she goes. Oh, able to really stick with it there.
It's
about a one jumper, but I'll tell you what, she's able to get up and get out of the way. Great job for that cowgirl.
You can't compare. She brought extra clothes and everything.
She told Donnie, the announcer, she said, I ain't worried about it. I got more clothes in the car. I'll change before I get home. Good job. All right. We're going to slide on now. Looks like we got one more junior rider. Before we take our little intermission break, and they love these short round bulls. Rodeo fans, definitely make sure you tune in to MakingEight.com this weekend. And this week, follow us as we bring you all the action live from Lavelle, Florida and the SSBL. All right,
we got two bulls left. We're going to take a short intermission. Y'all walk around to the concession stand with Henry back there. Pull in and get your bulls for the short round. We got our ring ride for our military cowboy. We're going to make y'all stick around.
Looks like they are
going
to give Bobby Restrepo a ring ride. It's good for him.
13 years old, folks. Weighs about 42 pounds.
He ain't wearing a size 5 shoe yet. He's 13. He's graduating this 4 years. He's picking on this young guy. Diggy is what he is. He rides like a pro, and he's only 13 years old. Let's get on your mind, cowboy. This cowboy, 13 years old. We've seen him in Miami City. We saw him down in Fort Myers. Lane Brennan knows how to get it done. Little cowboy.
There you go.
Like Jay Del, radio man, or music man.
Here, yeah, have, yeah, right here.
Here we go, Lane Brennan.
Get on time, Lane.
It's all of out real hard to the right now. Oh, wait for the hand. Turn him around. He's going to backflip off the ball. I'll tell you what, he made it entertaining. Great job for him.
The money's got on his chest, way more than he does. Let's hear it for that little guy.
All right.
Good little girl right there, don't you think? Cowboy.
Got himself a nice little bull. Bull kind of turned away from his hands, just kind of spun him back, and I mean, he just hit a back foot right off the back of him. All right, we got one more before our intermission here. It looks like a free ride here with Bobby Mario from Okeechobee, Florida, the military cowboy. Going to have an opportunity to take his re-ride. Not sure if he's got the same bull or if they're going to give him another bull there.
All right, this man gets a re-ride right here, Bobby Rosario. Bring it back to that innocent. Oh, 2 weeks, ladies and gentlemen.
Getting word from our announcer down there, Bobby's only been back from Afghanistan for 2 weeks.
There we go.
Oh,
thanks.
All right.
All right.
Bobby Rosario, I'll tell you what.
Short round, folks. Military cowboy, let's stand up and get it to him before we get to the short round action.
There we go. Not sure what she's in. We'll have to try to check up and find out for you. There we go. With back on their feet in support of their military cowboy.
That's all you got to have.
You know, this country is, we have an opportunity to see this happen. You know, the military guys out here getting it done. Being a former military person myself, taking a lot of pride in these guys. So we can be out here to do what we love in that pride bowl. Here goes Bobby, calling for the gate. Look, and there he goes. Real hard out to the left. Oh, stay with it, Bobby. Oh, not able to do it. Kind of rolled off the back end.
Coming up a little bit short.
Tell you what, though, that was a good try for him.
We're going to take 10 minutes.
All right, here we go, rodeo fans. We're going to slide on down, take a short break, give you an opportunity to refill your water bottle. Y'all, though, stay tuned. We're going to bring you all the action of the short go coming your way right after this.
Battle over. It's a hot, dusty Albuquerque Saturday night. I'm a sitting in the middle of a ton of dynamite. And when they open up the gate, the sucker will explode. But I can win it all if I can just get it rolled. Turn him out, boys, and get back out of the way. He thinks he's gonna cross me, but he never lived to see the day. He's a widow-making devil with hell in his horns. But I've been around her since the day I was born. I'm a genuine full-time bone-crunching, gut-punching, bull-riding son of a gun. I'm a giant talking fast, walking straight, shooting, boot, scooting, bull riding son of a gun. Still a son of a gun. I'm just a son of a gun.
BJ Carter, and y'all are listening to Making8.com. fans, this is Ty Harris with Making 8 Radio on Making8.com.
Go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. When the gates come open and they let in the crowds, it's time to step up and start knocking them down. When the clock hits zero, I'm gonna be the hero of life. For infamy is my destiny. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself walked off, stomped, and couldn't win it. Got myself back up, bent down, and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. I'm grinding gears in a Chevy like Junior on Sunday, and I'm gonna wear the crown till you take it from me. 8 seconds, you know it's really rough when we ride, going hard out the chute like I'm Justin McBride or Ron Coleman. Cowboys ain't never about folding, too busy living life, fall out for the moment. Parks Bonifay couldn't see me on a wakeboard, Tony Hawk shivering since I got my skateboard. Go ahead. So go ahead. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. The opposition shows up and starts running their mouth. It's time to suit up and show them what it's about. All eyes are on me, it'll never make me nervous. I'll be as cool as a Sunday morning service. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself barked off, stomped, and couldn't win it. I got myself back up, bare down, and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on.
Rockin' Robbie Hodges, Coors Man in the Can, and you're listening to Making8.com.
Your daddy told you I got no direction. A pickup and a camper ain't a hole. I ain't saying that he's wrong, but you gotta do this on your own. So what's it gonna be? If you wanna come with me, it's gonna be a wild ride. You gotta hold on tight, roll with the punches when there ain't no end in sight. Never thinking about the cost, getting back home when you get thrown on. Even when they say you ain't got a lick of sense, it's a wild ride, but it sure be sitting on the fence. Oh. I know they're running off with some cowboy. Ain't something that a lady like you had planned. When I look into your eyes, I see all the love inside. Don't let life pass you by. If you wanna be mine, it's gonna be a wild ride. Hold on tight, roll with the punches when there ain't no end in sight. Never thinking about the cost, getting back home when you get thrown on. Even when they say you ain't got a lick of sense, it's a wild ride, but it sure be sick. sitting on the bed. You could go on with the life that you were living, and maybe that would be enough. But if you think there's something you'll be missing, and you're willing to take a chance on love, it's gonna be a wild ride. Gotta hold on tight, roll with the punches when there ain't no end in sight. Never thinking about the cost, getting back home when you get thrown on, even when they say you ain't got a lick of taste.
Folks, this is Donnie Newman with the Southern States Bull Riding Association, and you're listening to the SSBR on Macon8.com.
The man and she told him so. Dixie loved the man and she told him so. Brought a bad bull to the big rodeo. Said he killed a man out of New Mexico. Dixie said, Billy, please don't go. Don't ride that killer in the road. You're the only man I love. I need you so. Billy, he looked at Dixie. Looked her right in the eyes. Said, I'm a wild bull rider and I love my rodeo. I'd ride that bull to hell and back for the money and the show. Yeah, my pappy was a pistol, I'm a son of a gun. I ride wild bull just to have some fun. And the higher they get is a little too low for me. Said the higher they get is a little too low for me. Billy rode that killer out of New Mexico. He rode across the Rockies through the rain and the snow. Rode him across the desert to the shining sea. Rode across the water out to Hawaii. Rode across the water out to Hawaii. Picked up Dixie, away they did fly. Like a shooting star sailing through the sky. Like a shooting star sailing through the sky. And I could hear Billy say, he said, I'd rather be a lover than a fighter of wars. Be from Oklahoma than the nebulous stars. Spent a lot of time in some honky-tonk bars. From Memphis to the China Sea, yeah. From Memphis to the China Sea. And I'm a wild bull rider and I love my rodeo. I'd ride that bull to hell and back for the money and the show. Yeah, my pocket was a pistol, I'm the son of a gun. I ride wild bulls just to have some fun. And the higher they get is a little too low for me. Said the higher they get is a little too low. Me.
doing, folks? This is Donnie Newman, the Southern States Bull Riding Association, and you're listening to the SSBR on Making8.com.
Up the trailer to the pickup truck and drive off through the night. And truck stop food and Chris LeDoux, yeah, it's big show time. They come rolling in, hell bent to win, yeah, they draw a number and wait. I say a prayer, throw their hand in the air, the second they open the gate, everything's getting faster, faster. The whole world's spinning faster, faster. Hear the crowd screaming faster, faster. Yeah, you better hurry up, you better stick it up. Oh, yeah. The time don't fly when you're on the ride, counting those seconds down. It seems like two lifetimes when you're bucking and tossing around. But there's a buckle waiting at the end of the night, enough money to make the next show. And a winning day is worth the pain, and even though you're healing slow, everything's faster. The whole world's spinning faster, faster. Hear the crowd screaming faster, faster. Yeah, you better hurry up, you better stick it up. Hang on,
down the road I go. If you are All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. That's right, we're bringing it to you live, getting ready for the short go-round action. Wagner Luciano is going to be the first cowboy.
This cowboy right here.
Coming in here with a score of 70.
And he's starting off 2010 the same way.
Tell you what, this guy knows how to get it done. We're going to watch him there.
He's about 5'4.5" on a good day with heels on. But he's built like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Wagner Luciano. Tell you what, you know, out of the six riders they're bringing back to the short round, we got three of them are in the hunt for the championship Red Man Pro Series buckle. So you know that this race is heated up and these guys are going to be giving it everything they got. We're talking about Wagner, BJ Carter, and Brian Corson. Brian coming back off a leg injury, broke his foot back in November.
Let's do it.
All right, Wagner's going to be coming out of Birkenstein number four.
Well, let's start this short round off right. Ladies and gentlemen, there for the Brazilian Chameleon, Wagner Luciano.
There he goes. He's up on his rope. Calls for the gate, out to the left. In those hands now, Wagner's got himself a seat. Oh, yeah, got a really seat on, and that's going to be a call.
Right there, ladies and gentlemen. Right there, let's hear it for that cowboy.
Yeah, all right.
We're going to lift our judges.
We're going to see what the score comes in for that. One heck of a good little bull ride.
Don't hurt yourself over there, Sandy, trying to read the ride on top of that skinny fence now.
All right. Peyton Wooten, who was in here, come in with a score of 74.5. He will not be competing. He actually injured his knee. 87 points for Wagner. Wagner Luciano is going to be our current leader with 70 in the long round and 87 in the short. All right. Who's our next cowboy down there? Looks like Brian Corson's going to be the next cowboy. Calling for the gate. That's right. Real hard away from his hand. Oh, spun him down.
Coming up a little bit sure tonight. Left there for Mr. Corson right there, folks.
Oh, tough luck. Tough night for Brian Corson. He's going to leave here with a score of 71.5. Oh, man, going to be a tough night for Brian. All right. Looks like they're working on getting that bull out of the arena. But now that Clayton is not able to make it back, they're going to let Ricky Ringer compete.
Lane Hartzog
is going to be your next bull rider. Comes in with a score of 75. All right, Lane Hartzog, this guy knows how to ride some bulls.
Points in the long round.
Score
here to catch up with Wagner. I believe he's
going to
catch up right here.
All right, here we go with Lane Hartzog. There he goes, out to the left now. Back around to the right. Oh, big move from that bull. Lane, get up on that rope now. Got a spurn him. Oh, great job for Lane. I'll tell you what, that may be your champion right there. Yeah, Lane. You deserve every bit of that one, son. That was a bull ride. Lane is not playing around.
What do y'all think about that?
That's the way to do it right there. I believe that may put him in first place.
85.5 points.
85.5. I don't agree with that.
I
But that is going to be a new leader right there. 75 coming in with an 85 and a half in the short round. That is definitely going to put him in first place. I don't agree with the 85 and a half. I think that should have been up there a lot more than that. But, hey, we're not back here judging. That's what they got those other judges out there for.
Ricky Ringer.
All right, Ricky Ringer is going to be the next cowboy. Comes in with a score 69 and a half. He is going to need a lot. A lot of points. All right, here we go. Ricky Ringer taking his rap right now. He's going to make something happen right here. Coming out of bucket shoe number five. All right, there he goes. Out to the left. Oh, right off in a hurry. Let me tell you, he about pulled up that cowboy right over the front into him.
Let's give the cowboy a big round of applause.
There's definitely no shame in getting bucked off that bull. He's still out there kicking it up.
You guys are quitting on me out there. As soon as our last bull walks, I need everybody to clap and cheer as loud as they can.
Yeah, all right, going to be a no score for Ricky Ringer. All right, here we go. B.J. Carter is going to be the next cowboy. Comes in with a score of 81 and a half. Now, B.J. actually won the event down here in December. This guy has closed the gap on these on Brian Corson and Wagner Luciano. We're going to see if he's going to be able to get up there and get ahead. B.J. Carter, definitely a guy that can earn the points. 81 and a half is what he has right now. He's only going to need about a 74 or so, I believe.
We got
74, 75 to put him in first place.
Their first round scores were 86 and 81 and a half. BJ's the next man up. Taser is the bull.
He's got a bull they call Taser. This bull is ranked.
Big old Paul Bramer right here.
It's going to be from B-Bar B Bucking Bulls. This bull's in contention for Bull of the Year, B.J. Carter, one of the most impressive guys, can definitely get it done.
BJ's making sure everything's right, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of prize money up for stakes here tonight. This is the one to get it done on right here, BJ. Keep it on your
All right. BJ rides this bull. There's no doubt that he will move into first place. We got one more rider after him, Austin Gross, with a score of 86. B.J. Carter comes in with an 81 and a half. You know what, though? The score is not going to matter what he came in here with, because if he rides this bull right here, he will move into first place. There's no doubt about it. There he goes. He's got his route. Making sure everything's just right. B.J. likes to take his time in there, getting up on that rope. He calls for him. Slow gate. Taser looking out. There he goes. Oh, out to the right now. Away from his hand. Oh, just hard bucking. Pulled him off his rope. Oh, BJ. Wish you could have that one back. I'll tell you what.
This is it. Last bull tonight.
Going to be a no score for BJ Carter. Here we go. Austin Gross.
He's got a little bit of an attitude problem. He don't like nobody riding.
Leading the long round with a score of 86.
I don't even think he likes himself or his old mama. This dude right here is mean and aggressive. But if you're righty, you're going to the paycheck window. And I believe we're fixing to see 88 or 89 points right here. This
all right.
Focus. He's ready to ride. He's been winning a pile of money lately. Coming off a second-place win at Fort Myers, Florida a couple weeks ago. Won about $1,300 down there, ladies and gentlemen. Watch it.
Austin Grove. Looks like he's got the Bull Panda. Another one of B-Bar-B Bucking Bulls. Little Bull knows how to get it done.
$1,000. And he still owes me $50. Get that.
All right, this is one rank little bull. We're going to see if Austin can do it right here. He's up on his rope trying to get everything set just right there, Panda. Trying to get him looking. Ain't going to get much better. There he goes. Now real hard to the left. Back around to the right now. Away from his hand. Austin staying with him. Staying with him. Trying to bring him down to the well. Oh, we got ourselves a new leader right there. We got ourselves a new leader, radio fans. Austin Grove just took it to Panda. Let me tell you, that ball was a spinning and bucking. That was one of the best rides of the year thus far for 2010. Rodeo fans, I know we've only had this one event, but let me tell you, that right there, that cowboy was on fire. Getting the congratulations from all his buddies out there up there in the bucking chute. Rodeo fans, that is it. We're waiting on the judges to bring in the score for it, but it's going to be a big 88.5 points. There's no doubt about it. With an 88.5 on Panda, Austin Gross is going to be your winner. He's going to follow up. Lane Hartzog is going to be in second place. Wagner Luciano rounds out third. That is going to be it for tonight's show. Rodeo fans, want to thank y'all for tuning in to MakingA.com and the Southern States Bull Riding Redman Pro Series semifinals. We're going to be back out here next week from LaBelle, Florida, covering the SSBR 2009 finals. Rodeo fans, make sure you tune in live to MakingA.com as we bring you all the action. Until then, rodeo fans, get a grip, get explosive with MakingA.com.
Got bucked off and stalled in Albuquerque tonight. And all the money I let slip away is still on my mind. I hope I can make it up to Reno by next Friday night. But I ain't so sure, 'cause the bill's been piling up way too high. So tonight I'm going out and drinking and hanging out with my friends. And this Sonny Leopard playing the after party again. Well, I can't be down. Corey Rash held on the cash for a good ride. Pandora's box lost the fight with Tater Porter tonight. And that Bull Kid Rock was no match for Justin McBride. And old Ross Coleman finally rode blueberry wine. So tonight girlfriend
sang the Star Spangled Banner. With his cross clear, got him standing for the hometown Louisiana crowd. And Sean Willingham's blue chaps represent the old dirty South. So tonight I'm going out and drinking, hanging out with my friends. And Sonny Lippert playing the after party again. Well, old Chris Shivers only knows one guitar chord, and that's fine. We got Sonny Lippert after party with my friend.